All right, so here's the story that blocks. It all comes down to this. And I know someone's going to say, well, that doesn't apply to me. Or maybe you'll think that but won't post it. My suggestion is to explore the story that blocks, and that is betrayal. Just notice how that shows up. Oh, my God. My tribe abandons me. What will they think? How will they judge me as the secret one, right? Who will be my friends? I don't want to be all alone. You see, in a dread-driven day, in a distraction-driven day, I watch people. And, for example, whenever I had to go to New Zealand to get out of the country for a few days when I was on a visitor visa, I sat in the computer room and just watched. And I watched people share cat videos. And it's like, they don't want to be, you'll love this cat video, Bob. It's like, oh my God. It's like at work. There's a group. I remember when I worked in the nursing home, and the nurse aides would all get together outside on breaks, and they would complain. They had their own Me Too club. Oh my God. You've noticed these all over the place. And here's the thing. Oxytocin. That's all about belonging. That's one of the chemicals. That's one of the four pillars of power we'll be exploring in the course in a few cool different ways. But I want you to get how oxytocin, the threat of not having that, ruins so much of your life. Cortisol, by the way, which is, it's not the opposite. Cortisol is the one that feels like death. Right? Cortisol is the one that keeps people loopy. And betrayal is a big one with cortisol. So just pay attention. Let these bounce around a little bit. We'll be putting up some resources in the group if you haven't seen them already, or they may be there now. So you've got to nail rejection. You've got to reject rejection. We've talked about this before, but we're going to have some fun here with this. Now, here's the way. Here's one of the tools that you can play with. I remember when. It's not about the words. You remember when she was single by imagining her married. Okay, if you're going to replace something, this is how you do it. If you're going to replace this whole thing about your tribe abandoning you, let's bring it around your tribe doesn't, hasn't, won't. Here's another Gutter quote. Prove to yourself that you are God by feeling your desire now as an accomplished fact. Listen to your friends talk about you. Are they rejoicing because of your good fortune, or are they expressing envy? By the way, what does this imply? That you've got friends, that you're close enough to them that you can listen. And yes, they do have mixed emotions about you, but that doesn't stop them from being your friends. Neville continues, imagine their words are true. Persist in imagining they are true. Continue to imagine your desire is already an accomplished fact. And when it is objectively realized, the proof will be yours. By the way, the proof won't be theirs. So they'll say it will have happened anyway. They'll say, oh, yeah, whatever. Or, hey, cool, I'll look at him. Nice, right? Whatever. But here's the thing, guys. You've got to kill this whole thing of abandonment, of betrayal. And why do I choose that word? Because if you're the part of any Me Too club, and we all have been and all are. Okay, ready? God, I mean, like, it sucks that the system keeps us broke. You know, 40 hours a week, barely getting by, can barely afford the mortgage. You know, it's the way the system is. Okay, whenever you step out of that system, whenever I stopped trading time for dollars, there was a risk. And the risk was, you know what, I've got friends. You know what they talk about? 40 hours a week, barely getting by. You know, like, I hope they give me a raise. They probably won't. I mean, that's that. When you walk away from a system, you're betraying it. In other words, you're not buying into it anymore. You buy the pearl and you betray everything else. And the thing is, until you get okay betraying a system that no longer works, you can't help your friends exit it too. All right. So here's the story that reveals. You are a member of a tribe, and you're one that leads the tribe. You don't have to be an official leader, by the way. Because if your friends are rejoicing because of your good fortune and or expressing envy, I've had way more than one person say, how do you do this? How do you live like you do? What's your secret? I want you to think about when any president gets elected. And I don't care if it's your guy or the other guy. There's both rejoicing and there's always like a negative emotion, envy or worse. Those people always win. You get it? And here's some poor schmuck that just wants to lead, make a difference. You get it? Make a difference. So there's always some kind of leadership going on. And the key is to not limit the way you lead your life by a fear of isolation, of betrayal, of abandonment. Okay, part two. Connect the dots. Dots are vertical lines. I want you to get this because the dots in your life will connect. One of the reasons why we keep saying imagine up lots of goody things is because the dots connect. And I'll show you why this is so important in just a second. If you just have one or two buns in the oven, okay, here's my thing. This is how I will know that I have a dream-driven day. You're screwed. Your dream-driven day is about your day, not about one part of your day. It's sort of like your job. Your job is a subset of your day. But what happens is people get stuck on the job is the big part, and the rest of the day is what's left over. So I'm going to share with you some of my dots. These are little comments. Ready? Yeah, what deals did you get today? You're looking great. Do you swim every day? Here's the one behind that. Don't you work? Right? Sometime after this one, how can I make money online? Or I've got an idea for a website, an app. Hey, when's your next class? Can we book a call? You see, that all those showed up in my life within the past 48 hours. Those are things that I've imagined. You get it? Friends, strangers, associates, clients. Those are the little wee snippets that I've imagined as real. And these are what I get. But you get that they're all over the place. There are a lot of dots that connect. What deals did you get today? You see, I'm known as the guy that gets the deals. You guys know why. You're looking great. You also know why. It's not because I do swim every day. I swim every day because that's part of my state now. I love exploring my body. How could I make money online? You know, it's not just eBay and porn. You know, back in the old days, if you told someone, yeah, I make my money online, oh, what is it, eBay or porn? Right? There's a lot more than those two options now. I've got a great idea for a website, an app. My buddy Jordan told me I was pondering something yesterday when I was leaving the leisure center where the pool is, and I didn't have the time to ask someone a question there. And I walked out, and Jordan walked me to my car and said, I've got an idea for a website, for an app. And what he was telling me was exactly what I needed at the time. It's like, yeah, if you had that in function, I'd be using it right now. So he's got at least one person interested in his app, right? Really cool. Again, when's your next class? That tells me something. Can I book a call? Yeah, people are getting enough results. You get it there in first or second gear, and they want to speed it up, right? Nobody asks about a class or wants to book a call and they're totally screwed. You get it? This is where I want you to play. There's the story that blocks, and that one always has some component of betrayal in it. You've got to be willing to betray a system so that you can be faithful to your people. And by the way, this doesn't mean, I have tons of people in my life that refuse to feel it real, that refuse to make money online, that refuse to make systems that change their lives, and that's fine. But also, I imagine lovingly for them, because I get this works, and I get this is a very real way of life. This, you can have a dream-driven day, but you can't make it about a choke point. You've got to let it be about your day. And again, notice how many different things. What deals did I get today? Yeah, that's an identity. You're looking great. Yeah, you know what? Some days I feel like crap. I'm currently walking with a really nice limp because I'm just working through some issues on my hip and my foot and having a blast with that. Do you swim every day? Yep, I do. You get it? These are about things all over my life. And there's other comments that we get too. But I want you to get dots. Connect the dots. Because, again, all these stories of mine, you get how they weave together? They weave together. They support each other. They're all parts of my life. It's not just the big win that makes holiday possible. I want every day to be adventure so you don't have to look forward to a holiday. Alrighty, see ya.